You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Have you ever said about someone, "He made a believer out of me"? Let me tell you about someone like that.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Dr. Oswald Hoffman, regular Lutheran Hour speaker. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
God, help us to believe in you and in your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may accept your forgiveness and have life that is truly eternal. Give us faith to call you Father and to come to you as children who have confidence in their Father in all things. In the name of Jesus, your Son, we pray. Amen. True followers of Jesus Christ, the ones who go with him through thick and thin, have often been called believers. Believer is a good word and has a true blue ring to it. It is thoroughly biblical. I've heard people say about someone else whom they had mistrusted or even rejected, "He made a believer out of me." Something that person said or did turned the whole situation around. I didn't think much of him before, and I thought even less of what he stood for, but he made a believer out of me. That happened often to people who met Jesus Christ. He did not win immediate or universal acceptance, but he made believers out of people who would tell you that they never thought it would happen to them. In the 9th chapter of his gospel, Mark tells us that a large crowd had gathered around some of Jesus' disciples, and some of the religious leaders of the time were arguing with them. People do love to argue about religion. Jesus and 3 of his disciples who had been with him during a marvelous experience on a mountain approached that disputing bunch. When the people saw Jesus, they were greatly surprised, ran to him, and greeted him. Now they could get the master himself to enter the argument. Jesus asked his disciples, "What are you arguing about?" A man in the crowd answered, "Rabbi, I brought my son to you because he had an evil spirit in him and cannot talk. Whenever the spirit attacks him, it throws him to the ground and he foams at the mouth, grits his teeth, and becomes stiff all over. I asked the disciples to drive the spirit out, but they could not." Jesus said to them, "How unbelieving you people are. How long must I stay with you? How long do I have to put up with you? Bring the boy to me." They brought the boy to Jesus. As soon as the spirit saw Jesus, it threw the boy into a fit so that he fell on the ground and rolled around foaming at the mouth. "How long has he been like this?" Jesus asked the father. "Ever since he was a child," the father replied. "Many times it has tried to kill him by throwing him in the fire and in the water. Have pity on us and help us if you possibly can." "Yes," said Jesus, "if you can. Everything is possible for the person who believes." Right away the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." It's perfectly obvious that to believe is to believe him. It is, as the Bible keeps saying, to believe in him. It is to believe what he says. But more than that, to believe that he can and will do what he says. It is to believe that he died for the sins of the world. But more than that, to have confidence in him that what he has done is good for you. And what he promises to do will be true for you. As people argue about religion, something that's very important to them. Otherwise, they wouldn't argue about it. Jesus Christ comes on the scene. The question people always ask is like the one people asked then. What must we do to do the works of God? Jesus' answer was, believe in him whom God has sent. God knows believing is not easy. It's not the easy sort of thing people make it when they say, I believe this or I believe that. It's not a supposition, religious or otherwise. It's not a faint hope or a pretty good idea. It is not believing something, but believing in him. He makes believers out of people. It's not easy to believe even in him. I've heard people say about Jesus Christ, I wish I could believe in him, but I can't. They're perfectly honest about it, and I can appreciate that. It's a lot easier to talk to people like that than to those who say they believe everything and believe nothing. By their actions, they make it quite clear that they believe nothing. They may be religious, but they are not believers. Confronted by people like that, John the Baptist, a plain-spoken man, said, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? The father of this boy may have been engaged in the religious argument of that day, but we are not told that he was. He had a problem. He was more concerned about his son. Others who did not have his problem were arguing about it. When Jesus came, the man himself got into the act. What he said, in effect, was, I wish I could believe, but I can't. If you can do something, please do it. Our Lord made a believer out of him. That's the reason his men told us what happened. What he did made believers out of them, too. What he did then and is doing even now makes believers out of people today. A good friend of mine told me about an incident that happened in his church one evening while he and some of his people were having a meeting in the education wing of that building. Three men entered the building. One man, whom my friend knew slightly, knocked at the door of the room where they were meeting. He said he had brought two friends with him. My friend was quite surprised when they asked, is it all right for us to go into the church building to pray? He went with them. One of the men said that he had a sister who was dying that very hour in a hospital in a neighboring town. During the conversation, the man told him something about his past. His parents had pushed him out of their house in his early youth. He had been a bum for a while and spent some time in jail. During this period, one person showed him tender and loving care. It was his sister. She took care of him after he lost his mother. Now his sister was dying. In deep anguish, the man said, there is no God. How can there be a God when my sister, who is such a good woman, is dying at such an early age? The men sat down in the front pew of the church, and my friend stood in front of them. He asked, do you object if I now say a prayer to God for your sister? He prayed, and all three men prayed with him. The man who several minutes before had said, there is no God, prayed with him. I can feel with that man, as you can too. He's so much like us. I feel with the father of that boy, whose problem was his father's problem. And you can too. He's so much like us. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Have you ever felt that way? I wouldn't be surprised that you have. I know I have. I'm troubled by things that I observe and experience. So are you, if you are human. My faith is not perfect. There are times when I have to ask myself, is it really true? Does God really care? Does the good word of God really work? In those moments of doubt, which every true believer has, the answer comes as it did to the father of that boy that day. The answer is Jesus Christ. He is good news from God. And I just have to believe in him. Believing is not easy, not even in Jesus Christ. Jesus was very real to the father of the boy that day, but I wonder how that man felt when he heard that Jesus Christ had died, especially when he heard how he died. He did not just die, he was crucified. On that day, it took a lot of faith to believe that he is Lord. When he arose from the dead, it took a lot of faith to believe that he was really alive. The men who were with him found it hard to believe. One of their number refused to believe, even when the others told him about it. He had to see it, he said, to believe it. Our Lord made a believer out of him, too. Then he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. I believe what they have told us about him. I believe in him as they believed in him. This is the faith that saves, to believe in him. This is the faith that is counted by God as righteousness, to believe in Jesus Christ, his Son. I have confidence in him that he is the Savior of the world, and my Savior too. I trust him to forgive my sins and to give me life. To believe that is to trust him. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To believe is to have faith in him, and to have faith is to believe in him. To believe in him is to have complete confidence in him, being justified, put right with God by faith in Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. That peace of his stands guard over all of life. It gives people a new heart and a new mind. To believe is to have life. The apostles of Jesus Christ proclaimed their faith by word of mouth and in writing. They said, this is the word of God to help other people come to faith. They told about Jesus Christ, how God sent him, how he lived and died and rose again from the dead. They told about his ascension into heaven and how he sits at the right hand of God's majesty. He is Lord, they said. Our faith is a gift to us from God's Holy Spirit. We have confidence in Jesus Christ because the Holy Spirit lives in us. Down through the ages, the great moments of the church have been those when people said, I believe. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven. He sits at the right hand of the throne of God. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. That's faith. That's some faith. It's called the Apostles' Creed. It says what the apostles believed. I believe in Jesus Christ. The story of the early church, as you read it in the Acts of the Apostles, is purely and simply a witness to Jesus Christ. The Acts of the Apostles is a record of what they said and did. Even more, it's a record of what the Holy Spirit of God said and did in those days, and has continued to say and do right down to the present time. With great power gave the apostles witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the golden thread of witness down through the ages. If you ask a believer how he came to believe, he might tell you that he learned it from his mother, just as he learned how to talk. Where did his mother get her faith? Probably from her parents. It's a great story going back through generations and generations. That's not hard to understand. My mother turned 90 at the close of last year. I learned about Jesus Christ from her. Multiply that by 25, and you get back to Jesus Christ. People are telling other people about Jesus Christ today, just as I'm telling you about him right now. Believe in him, my friend. Not because I believe, but because he is Jesus Christ. He's your Savior and your Lord. Others have a different story to tell. They sound a bit like St. Paul, who said, I once hated Christ. I persecuted his church. I tried to wipe out his followers. Then Jesus himself came and took me over. He changed me completely. Now I love the one I formerly hated. I'm caught up by the power of God's Holy Spirit. I believe in Jesus Christ. Every believer has his own story to tell. One thing is common to all believers. They believe in Jesus Christ. They believe, not because they are so great, but because Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. The father of the boy with the unclean spirit believed in Jesus that day. He had his hesitations, as all of us do. But Jesus made a believer out of him. A great thing happened to him through that boy who was very dear to him. Not because of the perfection of his faith, but because he believed in Jesus, the perfection of God himself. The father said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. The boy looked almost dead. The people said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. He arose. Believe in Jesus Christ, my friend. Let him forgive you. Let him lift you up. Let him give you life. Believe in Jesus Christ and arise from the dead. and Christ himself will give you light. Amen.